Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, order!
Ah!
Order! I will have order in the tablet.
Plus, Flipboard 2.0 is out. Make your own ringtones. It's easier than you might think. And what's better than penultimate?
Somebody has something that's better.
No.
All that. And the best walk score ever. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'll tell you at the end of the show anyway.
She's
on
walking.
iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by 99designs, the world's largest online graphic design marketplace. 99designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of over 200,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today to receive a free design consultation. That's 99designs.com/iPad today. Well, hey, 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 welcome to iPad Today.
Dancing in that little show open of ours, and
we should redo that.
Well, it was just so long ago.
It was. You were 36.
Oh my gosh, I hate you. Well, no, I like my hair was like we was in the old studio.
Can you play that again, Chad? You have just that part where we're dancing.
Oh yeah, because
we did it in
the
cottage.
It was in the cottage, and I went. I got behind you,
and we were going like
and
this.
And I was like, just dance. And
yeah,
you're
like
what
that.
Does it all mean? And I said, don't worry about it. Just do something stupid.
She looks exactly the same.
But I remember that shirt. I threw it away. I hated it.
You look. You do look happy.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, it's cute. We don't need to redo that. I think that's the show right there.
Why not?
In a nutshell.
The show gets older, but we remember those young days.
Oh, we once were. Try to remember that.
The way we were.
Time of September.
We'll always have the cottage. Actually, some other companies in there now.
Some other companies in there, yeah. And they still haven't taken down their Halloween decorations, which I kind of resent. Because I think people might assume it's us.
Why? Because we're the kind of people who also wouldn't take
yes,
down Halloween
right.
decorations?
In fact, I really wanted to, and I guess we could do it this year, have like, you know how they make the Christmas displays where they play music with speakers and then everything lights up? I really wanted to do that. Maybe we could do it here.
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Twit Brick House light show.
I think it's great.
For December.
You saw across the street, they painted that beautiful mural.
Are they done yet?
Well, I don't know.
It's looking gorgeous.
I don't know if there's more to it or not.
Gordon Gate Bridge. You know what reminds me?
I know you guys
me?
Can't see it, but come up to Petaluma and look at it in person. It's
yeah.
beautiful.
It's on the back of the old movie theater, which is now called the Phoenix Theater, and it's where many rock and roll and rap artists perform.
I used to go there in high school to go to reggae shows.
Reggae?
And we'd be like, oh, yeah, reggae is so cool.
It's still a great concert hall. The guy who runs it, Tom Gaffney, does a lot of good for the teens in this community. They have a clinic there. There it is. Look at that.
Oh, that's what it's going to look like.
Oh, it's a Kickstarter.
Oh, so it's way, it has
it's
a lot
a Kickstarter.
More to, a lot more to go.
Petaluma's largest mural. I did not know it was
that's
a Kickstarter.
That's so cool, Chad. I had no idea.
That's across the street. Ricky Watts is painting.
Seriously, across the street. Could not be more across the street.
And
than
they
that.
Raised their money.
Petaluma, you know, it's
I would have given money had I known that.
Well, it's probably not too late.
No, it's too late.
Oh, okay. You don't have to worry about it.
I give too much to Kickstarter.
Do you?
Mm.
Yeah? You got yourself a Pebble watch.
Not yet.
Oh, but you don't...
Someday.
Yeah, eventually. You know, people are already complaining that their Pebble watches aren't that cool.
Of course they're not.
Well, so why is everyone... Well, I don't know. It doesn't.
Everybody thought it would be cool, and this is what I don't like about Kickstarter, is you get excited about something.
The momentum, you want to be part of it.
But understand, it's kind of the description of this is a fantasy that maybe they can make a reality, but oftentimes, those of us in the tech industry who've covered products like this have seen that whole life cycle, where a guy says, I got a great idea, it's going to be wonderful, and then we get the idea a year and a half later, and it's not so great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Kickstarter in some ways takes advantage of people who don't know that yet. They go, oh, the Pebble Watch, see, they described what it's going to do. It's going to do all of that. And
right.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you're going to get the first production line.
Right.
I think it's The Verge. I'm not positive. I think The Verge is the publication who have said publicly, we're not covering Kickstarter stuff anymore because we just can't be certain.
That's right.
That when we put the time and effort and make sure that everyone knows about it, that it's actually going to be a product. We'll
that's
talk
right.
about it when it's actually a product.
That's exactly right.
I think it was either
The
Verge or possibly Engadget.
You know, Kickstarter was originally started to support creative endeavors like that. Mural, plays, movies, games. And I think in that respect, it's fine. You know, you're investing in somebody making a movie or remaking Veronica Mars, for instance. I think in that respect, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's the products that's... And Cave and Kickstarter says, this isn't a store. Remember, you're not buying a product. This product doesn't exist. You're supporting its development.
Mm-hmm.
So important to remember.
Be careful out there when you're giving money to a project.
But that's not our topic today.
No, it isn't. I got a little heated in our pre-show about keeping order.
Yes.
You know?
What did you mean by that?
Well, I don't know. The idea for this theme is it's just stuff, apps that you can run on your iPad that helps your life just
be more
to
orderly.
Stay a little bit more orderly.
Oh.
So it's not so much productivity, although I guess you could think of it that way. It's more just the stuff that you don't necessarily want to have to do, but you have to do, becoming a little bit easier because you got this handy here iPad. And the first app I wanted to talk about is made by one of our very good friends, former Twit host Catherine Hall.
Oh, I love this. We're going to plug this. We ought to plug this.
Well, this is...
I want to plug this because she does... It's her model release app, and she did such a good job
on this. It's called Top Model Release, and it's once you have it downloaded, it'll show up in your search as TMR. And the whole idea is Catherine Hall is a successful photography business. She's very well known.
Oh, yeah.
And she, because she does, you know, she does portraits and weddings, and she's in the business enough to know that you got to get release forms from a variety of people. This is... As a professional photographer, you have to make sure that, you know, your butt's covered pretty much.
Right.
So this app, which is $8.99, so it's not for everybody, but it's for people who go, ooh, I get into the situation where I need release forms that are sort of pre-filled out for adults, for minors. You've got stuff for property if you're going to shoot at a particular location. So let's say I'm like, all right, well, I've got this venue. I've got to have a release by the people at this winery where I'm going to do a photo shoot with a... with a band, let's say. You know, I can go ahead and click on property. And so there's all these cells that I just sort of need to fill in with the property name, the owner, the shoot date, you know, who's the shoot info, that sort of thing. If I click onto the second page, I can take a picture, you know, for reference. This is where I'm going to be shooting. This is the location type of thing. I can go ahead and take a photo. I can choose an existing. Maybe I've been out there to scout in the past. And then on the third page here, it's kind of a summary of everything. As you can see, well, the text is pretty small, but there are certain things that are required. I mean, you at least have to have the owner of the, you know, the property and the name of the description, but all of this other stuff is optional. And then you've got some options here as far as signatures. I can go ahead and say, as the photographer, I'll go into my settings. Here's my photographer profile. I've put in my email address, contact information. I've got Grumpy Cat as my logo. That's just for just for purposes of demonstration. I've gone ahead and chosen my digital signature, which was pretty easy. If I wanted to digitally sign, I go ahead and say, yeah, okay, that's me. Perfect. That's not my signature.
And by the way, so can the person you're taking a picture of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this whole thing is kind of built in. So you've got, again, you've got templates for adults and minors. With minors, it's a little bit different because you've got to have a parent or a guardian or somebody who can sign things like this, sign off, and you've got to be a little bit careful with kids. Or you've got property. Or you can say, well, I've got this very unique sort of shoot situation, and I'm going to have to build it from scratch, and you can do that too.
And she got an attorney to write these. These are really good releases.
This is the real
deal.
And
it makes it so easy. You email it to yourself at the shoot, so you don't have to keep it on your iPad. You know you've got a copy, and it's organized for you. This is, if you take pictures and you don't get releases of people, but you plan to use those pictures for commercial reasons, you need this app. You need this app.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you can... you've got sort of a, if you're shooting stuff regularly, over on the left-hand side, you've got a nice little area where you can start collecting releases and organizing them. It's kind of like, you can think of it as like a little top model folder. So this is Top Model Release. Again, it's $9 in the App Store. It's live now. It's iPad native. It's very nice. So if any photographers are out there saying, this is really
something
I should have put together, good on you, Catherine, for putting together something that you know that people will want.
We've been, you know, I've been following this at the development over a year, and she was so excited about it, and it's a must-buy. If you're a photographer, you got to have this. Now, when you say productivity, do you the first thing that comes to mind is a to-do list. Do you have a good to-do list that you use, or do you just use the Apple Reminders list?
I use the Apple Reminders list as my... I mean, that's like... I think of it as a... It's like my grocery list of life.
Yeah.
So it's... It's just one level of productivity.
Let me show you what I use. Now, unfortunately, it's an iPhone only. It doesn't have an iPad version. You can use it on the iPad.
Okay.
And I've been using it on Android. They have a desktop version. It syncs with Google Tasks. So you're going to have a centralized thing. It's called Any.do. Have you ever heard of Any.do?
Yes.
Did we mention it?
We may have not recently, but I think we must have because I
Well, they've added a new feature since we mentioned it that is worth having. It helps you plan your day. So it's, you know, it's a very simple to use to-do list manager. It's very easy to add. In fact, you can add via voice. Buy flowers for Sarah.
Aww.
And it, very easy, as you can see. They're asking Sarah Lane or Sarah Austin?
Me.
God, I'm so glad that Sarah Austin. Oh, that's
oh,
not that Sarah?
No.
Not that.
You want this show to go well?
You can drag these around.
We can all be Bravo reality stars.
you can assign them to today, tomorrow, upcoming, or someday. You can, when you're done, you can swipe them off just that easy. Swipe to the right to complete. You can drag them around to make them reorder. But it also has a new feature, which they just added a couple of weeks ago, called Plan, that plans your day, and it's fantastic. Now, at the beginning of every day, and I'm going to see, let's sync here. All right, and that's the Chrome thing. Let me see if I can force the plan, because that's that I don't know how to do.
Force the plan?
Well, at the beginning of every day,
uh-huh.
It says, would you like to plan your day today?
Well, you know what? You should just force quit it.
Just go out of it and see if it will start over?
Well, sometimes I do that.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I don't know if it's going to do that or not. That's an interesting... Let's see. So I'll describe it for you. If I can't show it to you, too bad. But it really is nice because at the beginning of every day, it plays a chime.
It'll do it because you're starting from the beginning.
It plays a chime. No.
Oh.
And it says, it actually is a notification. You don't have to run the program.
Oh, it has to be like, it has to have, it has
wakes
to be a
you
new
up.
Day.
Yeah,
you
it's
have
a new
to
day.
Have not used it
right.
since the day started.
And it says, okay, here's what's on your to-do list. And then you say, I'm going to do that at 4 this afternoon. Now, let me do that right now. No, I don't want to do it today. Let me do it tomorrow. Let me not do it right away. I'll do it someday. You actually force, this is getting things done.
This is Mailbox app.
It's like Mailbox for to-do.
Does the same thing.
Yeah, now we've seen a lot of great to-do apps like Clear and everything, but I really like this.
Okay.
Any.do.
It's free, too, so it's not like you can, I mean, if
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Any.do moment. Let me launch it here. Any.do moment. I'll start in Any.do. So you can say when it's going to do it, what days it's going to do it. Let me do my Any.do moment. It plays a nice chime. Bling. It says, good day, Leo. Time to plan your day. Let's say I've done that. Because that was instructions that came with the app. Fix Leoville. I'm going to do that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Buy thumbtacks. Did that. Buy steak knives. Did that. Arrange a wheelchair. I already did that. Call Park Place for the hearing molds. So these are actually some old ones. I better do that to dentist appointment. But I'm not going to do that tomorrow. I'll do that next week. Buy flowers for Sarah Austin someday, but not today.
Yeah.
Now it says... Like a boss.
Oh, and because you got a bunch of stuff done.
It gives you, yeah.
Some
and it gives you positive. It says, don't forget to smile. Nice thing at the end of the day. This is the best. You're going to love this. This is the best to-do list. I wish they had an iPad version, but you know what? The iPhone version works just fine. Any.do. Okay? It's a little hard to find sometimes. So it's any.do. It's free.
It's do like an extension.
Yeah. It is so great. They have a Chrome extension. They have a desktop version. It syncs with your Google Tasks. It's just fabulous.
You know what? There's another thing that I have to do on a regular basis that it's not really, I don't like doing it, but it's like you go out to dinner with a bunch of people and it's just like there's eight of you. So it's like, yeah, you could split the check eight ways, but that's really annoying. And some people have cash, some people don't. And you say, you know what? Just Venmo me. Let's just make it easier.
Say just what?
Just Venmo me.
Say what? Venmo me.
Yeah.
Venmo me.
Venmo me. That's, I'm using Venmo as a
Venmo
verb.
Venmo is an app?
Venmo is an app and it's awesome, awesome, awesome,
oh,
awesome.
Oh, I'm going to
awesome.
Add this. I don't know about this.
So
maybe
this,
that's why you never asked me to dinner.
Well, you always pay.
Ah.
I'm always saying, like, do I ever pay you down?
That's true, I do, don't I? Mm. Because I'm a gentleman.
That's right.
No woman, just everybody should know this, who goes out to dinner with me will ever be allowed to pay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm old school that way.
It's never happened?
Never happened. I'm very old school.
Wow.
I don't do Dutch. I pay. You don't think it's sexist of me?
Sexist. I think it's
old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned.
It's so refreshing.
That's why ladies.
There are so many men who do not feel the same way as you. Dutch is
I don't
highly
do Dutch.
Regarded.
Oh,
as
I don't
the way
do Dutch.
Go.
In fact, when Abby says I'm going to date this guy, and I say make sure he pays, and he holds the door for you, you want a gentleman.
Well, you get to a point. Well, you know what? We're not even going to get into relationships because
now Venmo.
Venmo
is... I'm getting the Italian motorsports game. So.
No. So be careful now because this is an iPhone app.
Ah, it's an iPhone app.
I am using it as an iPad app because it's basically just a bunch of numbers. Be sure not to download the racing game, which is not free. Venmo is. Here's what's so cool about Venmo is, let's say you and I are at dinner.
Yep.
And we are going Dutch because I'm a man.
Right.
And it's, you know...
No, I never pay if it's a man. They pay.
Well, okay. Well... Let's say somehow.
No, I want to split a bill. I want to split a bill.
Yeah, we're splitting a bill.
Yeah, so you I want to split
okay,
the bill. And that's hard to do.
You owe me $45. Just Venmo me. So what's cool is that based on who I have in my contacts.
Venmo me.
On my iPad or my iPhone.
Yeah.
I can just go ahead and pull the contact up and be like, all right, you know, Leo owes me. Where are you? You're not in my, because you're not already a Venmo.
I'm not a Venmo guy, so let me sign up.
You're not a Venmo.
I'm going to sign up. Wait a minute, just hold on. Let me sign up, because this is good, because then maybe you can finally split the bill.
I'll use Prager as an example.
Yeah, I know, he doesn't pay.
I owe him $1, let's say. I don't
Are you going to send him $1?
Yeah, and then I say what it's for, and I say, coconut dreams.
Uh-oh.
You can say it for whatever.
He knows what that means. That's code.
It's not really code. We just like to, we do this a lot. We transact
Now, they want the last four digits of my serial number. Should I worry about that?
What do you mean serial number?
I mean a social security number.
It depends. Venmo's...
And then also it says verify your phone via SMS. So you had to sign up for this on a phone first.
Right. Well, it sends it to your phone.
Oh, I guess if I had a phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I go ahead and say, all right, well, am I charging David Prager $1?
No, it says to sign up, you must use a device that could send text messages.
Oh, you know what?
So you have to sign up on a phone, just
a
note.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Okay.
But yeah, I have an account on my iPhone that works on my iPad as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So at this point, I say, all right, well, David either owes me $1 or I owe him $1. Now, that's sort of a silly transaction, but let's say it was 40 or something.
Right.
I'll go ahead and pay.
Now, where does that... You have a credit card on file?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's linked to my bank account.
Oh, you're actually sending cash.
Yeah, but...
Cash money.
But
do you have to have his checking account? How do you get him money?
No. It's Venmo is the middleman.
Got it. So you send it to Venmo. Venmo knows his details. You don't
need
to. And they will send it to him.
And what's nice is that, so I go ahead and send the payment. He's going to get that dollar. It's fine. If I were to charge him $1, he could either say, I want to pay Sarah, you know, the dollar that I owe her. Or I could be like, you know, maybe the next morning, I haven't gotten that money yet. So I go ahead and go to Venmo and I charge him the dollar. Then he gets a text saying...
She asked for $1. Would you want to give it to her?
Would you like to give it to her? If so, reply 2375 or something like that. He replies and then the whole thing is done.
It's funny because that's the last four digits of my social security number. So I guess it really does... They do need that.
Really?
No.
Okay. I love
You know,
Venmo.
I see these ads like for Citibank... The app on your phone, if you're a Citibank, but everybody at dinner has to be a Citibank customer.
Venmo's great.
This is great.
Yeah.
Everybody has to use Venmo.
This is the
but
sort
you could
of,
be different banks.
This is the sort of app where people go, I'm
getting it, but I got to get it on a phone. I can't get it on the iPad to start.
What's nice about Venmo is that, let's say.
Do they take any money?
Well, so here's the thing. So let's say you pay me $50, right? So that goes into sort of my Venmo account. So it's just sitting there. It's kind of like the way PayPal works. And let's say a bunch of people owe me, you know, a point to it. It's like I have
$350. Bank account.
It'll pull from my bank account if I owe somebody. But let's say you pay me $50 and then I owe someone $30.
Right. It comes out of your Venmo.
Comes out of my Venmo.
And they take...
Well, nothing.
They never take any money out of
Here's
it?
Here's where they get you if you have, let's say you have a balance in Venmo of $350 because there's a variety of dinners and you keep paying. Once you say, I want that $350 to go back into my bank account, then they take a little bit of the transaction.
Not too bad.
But in general, I find that it's sort of a wash. If you, I don't know, you're sort of going out with friends and it's like, instead of, cutting the check and the minutia, and it's annoying. It's you just, everyone sort of takes turns.
Is this what, like, the hip kids are using now in San Francisco? It's like what everybody's doing.
Well,
like, that's why, I mean, because you hang with, like, a fast crowd in the city.
Yeah, so fast times.
So this is what you...
There are other
Spicoli
options.
Spicoli and you and everybody use.
There are other options, but this is, in general, one of the most... It's the easiest and easy to use and
Venmo.
Respected. And what's also cool, and I know this is sort of silly, but there's, like, okay, I can look at my friends' feeds to see what people are paying each other for because you put in a little description, right?
Yeah.
Which is why I said Coconut Dreams to Prager, because sometimes it's just fun because I know that other people are looking at that in my social stream. But
it does show up in the stream. I see that. That's kind of cool.
I can look at the public stream.
Yeah. You can see what people are paying.
I pay David Prager Coconut Dreams. Ellen used an Uber taxi. But then sometimes...
Rolando paid Ryan and then said sorry.
Right. Yeah. Like, ooh.
Uber. Yeah. Oh.
And then Gabe paid Patrick for some do's and some don'ts. Whatever that means. Dead fish. Ooh. Okay. Deer. Strength. Lol. Chinese pork. So
Megan paid Michael. She said, I just want to give you dollar, 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 dollar.
Yeah. Rochelle paid Brandy and said, it's for monkey brains plus that router.
Now, here's an interesting one. Brett paid Matthew for April rent and bills. So if you're roommates, this would be a good way to settle up on. Now, they do take 3% if you put it in your account.
Right.
So just that's something to be aware of. But as long as you're, this is almost its own bank at some point where you're transferring money in and out of that,
So, and by the way, for anybody who's like, I don't want people to see that I'm paying someone rent.
Yeah, by the way,
you can totally, you can privatize your profile. These are people who, for the Kathy who sent Frederick some money for poop, she has a public profile.
Kathy,
so that's something that she's doing for our benefit, obviously.
We can see that, Kathy.
Obviously, it's well, not obviously. Hopefully, it's a joke. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's Venmo.
Jessica paid Taylor for an $800 scratching post. I think some of this is a joke.
That's one pampered cat.
That's one nice cat.
Yeah.
April rent. I like this. This is interesting.
Yeah, it works really well. It works really well.
Gina paid Kevin for last night. Wink.
Oh.
Ooh.
Kevin's for hire, apparently.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what he charges.
People are teasing each other. Gabriella paid Lauren for strippers.
Told you.
See, they're teasing each other.
It gets fun.
Yeah.
You can have fun with it.
This is good.
If I really owe you $40, I can say I owe you $40 for the midget sex. Even though really it was just
it's more than that.
For dinner.
I've never heard of this. This seems like the kind of thing TechCrunch would be writing about, like, a lot.
Yeah, Venmo,
like the next Uber kind of thing.
Venmo's been around a while.
Has it?
Yeah. They just assume you know.
You should know.
Hey, so you were telling me a little bit before the show about something called Pocket Justice HD.
Well, when you
said... You wouldn't tell me much.
When you said order...
Yeah. Order!
I thought you meant, like,
I will
order in the court.
Well, I kind of did.
This is actually a really cool app. You've been following the Supreme Court arguments on the last couple of days on Prop 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act.
Yeah, everybody's got the equality profile pictures.
Me
now.
Too, yeah. And so I think that's really cool. Are you interested in the Supreme Court? In fact, are you interested in court in general? This gives you a bunch of court cases going back to the 1700s. You can see all of the Supreme... These are all Supreme Courts going from the John Jay Court to the Roberts Court right now. You can look at individual cases, but here's something cool. If you've got a case that you're very interested in, like, for instance, that defense of marriage arguments, not only can you read about who's on the court, who are the justices, what the cases are that they're seeing right now, these are all the Supreme Court justices going back in time, but you can actually listen to oral arguments on this. You can actually find out what's going on. I'm going to go down. We'll sort this by date. So these are the cases at the bottom, or no, at the top here. These are the cases that the current Supreme Court is listening to, including Hollingsworth versus Perry. That's the Prop 8 case. You want to read about it, you can tap it and read about it. Oh, it's still loading. Hold on. Loading. Did I break it? I did it too fast.
Way to go.
And you can listen to the oral arguments. Now, I guess because of this case... People are kind of more aware of the fact that you can hear Supreme Court oral arguments same day. But you can actually, look what this has done. Now, this is not that one, but this is Chief Justice Roberts saying, we'll hear arguments this morning from case 1296, Shelby County versus Holder. And then you can see the transcript. You can actually listen. Let's play it, and you can actually listen
We'll hear argument first this morning in case 1296, Shelby County versus
Boy, I can think of nothing I'd rather do.
Oh, it's great.
No, I'm kidding. This is great. This is
really
cool.
Oh, it's so great. It's just fascinating.
Mr. Chief Justice. And
to listen.
Well, these are people making decisions that affect millions
huge.
Of people. You know what I mean? These are like some of the most important decisions ever.
And you can read the case details so you know what the argument is about. It's not just the U.S. Supreme Court. There are other courts as well. So you can choose a variety of different courts. But I think it even has a copy of the Constitution. In case you're just wondering, what the hell are they talking about? You can see all the different lawyers who are doing the arguing on here. This is from the website, which I love, Oyez website, which has been for years publishing Supreme Court oral arguments. And you can go back in time. But if you're interested in history, there's some very famous, you know, Supreme Court cases you might want to be able to listen. Many of the oral argument recordings are fairly old. Of course, they don't go back to the 18th century, but they are fairly old.
That would be cool, though,
wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it
be? Yeah. I'm Ben Franklin, and I think that this is a terrible idea.
My teeth hurt.
It's called Pocket Justice.
There is an iPhone version.
It's iPhone and iPad.
Yeah.
So it's a universal.
There's an HD version, I believe.
Oh.
That's 99 cents.
Oh. I wonder what I'm using here.
Well.
That's a good question. All right. So there you go. Oh, it is. This is the one. I'm using the 99 cent one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I say it was free? 99 cents, but worth it. Especially if you're a law student, of course.
Well, especially because there's a lot of text. So you want it to look as nice as possible.
Yeah. Well, I think it's 99 cents and it's universal is what I thought. But you might be right. So let's just listen here a little bit into this. These are the arguments on the Proposition 8 arguments that just happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it looks like they're both 99 cents.
And this was an hour and 19 minutes of oral arguments, which
oh,
is
yeah.
very unusual. And I think for the first time, a lot of people realize that you can hear these oral arguments
in
the Supreme Court.
This morning in case 12,
because they saw it on the news, because it was heavily covered on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go back in time and listen to a lot of these. This is really great. I just love
New York's highest court in a case similar to this one.
I am fascinated by the law.
Recently,
and at this level, you're arguing deep philosophical issues. It's not, you know, it's really fascinating stuff. It's called something.
Pocket Justice.
Pocket Justice by Oyez, O-Y-E-Z.
So you know what I did last night? Speaking of things nobody likes doing, I did my taxes on my iPad.
No, really?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
And do you think that that's going to work?
Yes.
Did you file them?
No.
Okay.
Here's
why.
Do you mail
the government your iPad and say, here's my taxes?
It was through no fault of the iPad. So
yeah.
what I'm getting at is TurboTax. TurboTax is the most popular tax software by
from
Intuit.
Slide.
What's that?
Intuit.
Yeah, Intuit owns TurboTax.
These are the guys who have for years argued
against
what the federal government would like to do, which is allow you to file your taxes online for free.
Basically, the government's saying, we have all this information
anyway.
We can
do it.
Just make sure everything's right and say, yes, go.
And Intuit says, no, because we want to sell more copies of the TurboTax. How much was TurboTax?
The app is free.
Well,
it's
see, there
that,
you go.
You know, you
pay a filing fee.
Well, you can file for free, but it's very limited. And then, there's a few tiers. There's like the $40 that's just to make sure you don't get audited. And then
right.
if you're a small business, you go to $99. But the app is free, at least to get started.
So it is free if you have a more complicated return or you want some additional features, then they get a little money out of it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing
you know what? I've used it for years, too.
Yeah, the thing with TurboTax is it's not like it's not doing it the right way.
Right.
It's designed to keep you as happy as possible so that you keep using TurboTax year
right.
after year. And what's nice is that if you do use it year after year, it can import everything from the year before. And it has your data, so you can sort of say, well, last year I itemized this, and let me make sure I look at that again, or I made less or more than I did the year before. What's nice
now,
is
do you do the EZ, the 1040 EZ?
No, because I itemize stuff.
You itemize.
I believe
and this will do. This will work with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
exactly
good.
The same service as anything that you would... You would access.
Boy, that's times have changed. Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
Great.
Well, and the thing was I thought, okay, I'm going to do my taxes on my iPad because it's I'm taking one for the team for the iPad Today show, and just to see if if it's possible and if it's painful. And honestly, it wasn't really. Now I'm not going to be able to show you my return because, well, for obvious reasons. But if you wouldn't go ahead and said, before we start, how did you do your taxes last year? I used TurboTax, and then it says. Well, which one did you use? Did you use it on your iPad? Did you use it online? Did you have some sort of a CD that you loaded on your computer? If you said, like, online, you go ahead and log in. What's cool is that you enter some information. If it knows you, it'll pull some information from your W-2 last year. When it came to my W-2 this year, which I got from Twit, you know, it's a little, has all the information for...
We sent you one?
Well...
I didn't know that was okay.
What do you mean?
Oh, we're supposed to?
What?
Never mind.
All right. That's enough. You actually had my old address.
This is why I don't...
It's a good thing that I intercepted it.
I don't do business stuff.
No.
No.
Yeah, you don't.
Because I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what a W-2 is.
Well, I believe there's a legal requirement, however.
Legal requirement. You got government, or you've got employee IDs and all sorts of information and Social Security, and it'll let you scan.
You're kidding. You take a picture of it?
You take a picture, which I did.
Wow.
And... what it says is make sure you go in and make sure all the cells, you make sure that all the...
Check it, of course. Yeah.
There was one box of, you know, about 12 that was missing like a zero.
That's great.
But the rest of it did
transfer over. What a time saver. Because you have to enter in the FICA and the SSI. And there's almost so much stuff to, little detail, fiddly bits.
Right.
Much better if you could just take a picture.
That's what I was worried about on my iPad, is that, you know, data entry is not the most fun thing on the iPad unless you have an external keyboard, in my opinion.
I thought we were paying you in cash. I didn't realize we actually...
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Checks.
Yeah, you want to go under the table with me? Well,
I do. God, I've been waiting for you to ask me that.
I meant it in a weird, different way. Treat me like a waitress. No. No. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So I got to the end, and I was ready to file, and I owed all this money. So now I've hired a tax person. Yeah, I did that frantically at 6:30 last night because I was like, I shouldn't owe all this money.
You shouldn't.
But that's not TurboTax's fault.
You don't
that's
have 1099 income, do you?
Not this year.
So you shouldn't owe any money because we've withheld, unless you didn't withhold enough. It was an error.
This happens to me every year. I don't know why. I wish you guys would take out more month to month. I don't know.
Can tell us to, you know.
I don't know how to do that. I thought that I had.
Can we get a W-4 for Ms. Lane, please?
Well, W-2.
No, we make a W-2, but you fill out a W-4.
See, you know more than I do.
I know a little bit about this.
So TurboTax 2012, if you don't have complicated taxes and you've got an iPad and you think, hey, this sounds like a good exercise, I recommend it. If you've got
I recommend going under the table with me. Free TurboTax 2012.
That's right.
Now, the state form you probably have to pay for. Because remember, you have to file federal and state returns.
Yes.
That doesn't do the state return, does it?
It does the state return.
California state return?
Yes.
Wow.
It does everything.
That is really great.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't declare your cats as dependents, do you?
I wish I could. They are dependent on me. You know how much money I spend on them every year?
If you send them to college, you'd be saving money.
Well,
like
they're
crazy.
Getting swimming lessons. I'm kidding.
You are joking, aren't you?
I am totally kidding.
Violin.
Although, how cute. You little
cats
kitties with
swimming
little water
lessons.
Wings.
I think you got a business there. I think you got a business. Cat swimming lessons. People would hire you. They call you the cat swimming lady.
I know. This is just a fantasy. I'm not that crazy. Yeah. I just like to pretend that I'm that crazy. So we've got some stuff. These are orderly apps. You even got an actual court orderly app.
In the court.
Yeah. Let's find out what's going on in the world of the Supreme Court and get some stuff done in an orderly way along the way. So we've got releases for models, for
Catherine
photographers.
Hall.
We've got a to-do list. We've got Venmo for finances and splitting the check.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Pocket Justice to actually listen to what our Supreme Court justices are saying, oral arguments.
Yes.
And then tax time, which is right around the corner, by the way. Make sure, at least in the U.S., I know that it's different in other... In other places in the U.S., we've only got a couple more weeks. And as usual, I have let it go to the last minute. So you've got TurboTax, which is certainly free. It's free all the way until the point where you want to file. So keep that in mind, too. If you just want to get sort of let's get a ballpark before I decide to pay somebody, you know, $300 or $400 to do my taxes for me, use TurboTax for free on your iPad. You're not required to file just for using it.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so...
We got a new sponsor.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Who?
I don't know. Actually, I do know, but I don't have the copy. Can somebody... Time out. Give me my clipboard. Time out.
Well, you know, while you're getting your clipboard, I will remind people that if you are interested in any of the apps that we mentioned on the show, because we mentioned a lot just now, and they were kind of all over the place, in a good way, just visit iPad Today at twit.tv/IPT. That is where you can watch our past episodes... you can fall in love with us all over again. Remember episode 100?
Those were the days.
I actually feel like you weren't even here for episode 100. Was I not?
I wasn't here for that big episode.
I feel like you weren't. I don't know. I don't really remember. But that's where you can subscribe to future shows. Well, that looks really good.
I look blurry.
That's awesome. What episode was
that? That was the 8-bit version we did.
Oh.
That's episode 100.
Oh, that was episode 100. Looking good. Looking good, guys. Yeah, you were here.
I was here. Or a simulcon.
Yeah.
Was here.
Our characters were here. And a quick reminder that we record iPad Today live on Thursdays around 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. But if you can't watch us live, we are on demand. In fact, the majority of you watch us on demand. So thanks for watching at your leisure. We're always appreciative. Thank you. Thank you. A million times.
Thank you. You know, we do those T-shirts that we do, like, you can on 1 month only. We've done a number of things. And what we've been doing lately is asking our audience for designs. And somebody told us about a company called 99 Designs.
Oh, yeah.
And we're really happy. We used them for the first time for this latest T-shirt design. Now we're having a vote. By the way, Chad, do you remember what the URL, or does anybody know what the URL for the vote is? Because at the end of this, I want to tell
it's strawpoll.me 12245.
12245. Now, these designs came from 99 Designs, which connects the world with great graphic designers to make it possible for you to get fast, affordable graphic design done for your website, your logo, for your marketing, your apparel design, your even mobile app design. 99designs.com. What's great is you kind of put up on 99 Designs, I need this. And then designers actually kind of bid for you. They show you what they can do for you. They give you ideas. You go back and forth with feedback to help them refine the designs. Then you select the one you want and pay for your favorite. More than 210,000 graphic designers worldwide volunteer on 99 Designs. Look for work on 99 Designs. Work for you on 99 Designs. And they get, of course, great customer support 24/7 over the phone, email, and chat. Complimentary design consultations with their San Francisco design team for branding. Look at this. This is one of the, these are the designs we picked. We got dozens of designs, and we picked five or six for you to vote on for our next T-shirt. You could do logo design for around $299. Web design starts at $599. Digital marketing collateral like landing pages or a Facebook cover, banner ads, infographics, $199. Print marketing collateral like brochures, flyers, menus, labels. Menus, if you're a restaurant, don't do your own menus. Go to 99 Designs. A design starts at $199. And for T-shirts, hoodies, and more, what we just did starts at $199. Mobile app design, $599. So, start right now. You'll get a $99 power pack of services absolutely free when you go to 99designs.com/iPad today. What is the power pack? It gives you more designer time and attention. 99 Designs will bold, highlight, and feature design product in the marketplace. So, they say, they call it out. So, designers are more likely to see you. You get about twice as many designers when that works that way. Or you can call 800-513-1678. That's a number designed just for our iPad Today audience. That's 800-513-1678. Oh, it's on the webpage right there. I guess it's not just for
No, it is just for us.
That's
this
our
is,
page.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, there it is. 800-513-1678. 99designs.com/iPad today.
Only for us.
Just for us.
Just for us.
And I'm really, really... I could not believe how good the designs were. They were just fabulous.
Oh, it's awesome.
In fact, we couldn't choose. That's why we're having the straw poll. 99designs.com/iPad today.
It's a good problem to have. So many good designs, how do we choose?
And Chad, what's the poll address again? In fact, it's a strawpoll.me/.
Yeah, and it is 12245 or 12245.
12245. And you'll see a link on there to an Imgur page. That's where all the designs that we're asking you to vote on are. So you'll see. Look at that. These are beautiful. I love that. Isn't that cool?
Very.
That might be my favorite, but these are all really great.
Let's get them all.
We can't. Well, Why? We could. You know what? We could, in a second run, make these. I like that one, too. I want to get a tattoo like that. No?
You should, actually. I was about to say, you'll regret it, but will you? I mean, this is sort of a lifelong project of yours.
It's too late.
You should tattoo Twit on your body.
Also, I'm so old now that really, if I got a tattoo now, well, how long is it going to last?
What do you mean?
If you did it when you were 20, then you'd think, well, I got, you know, I'm 50 years of this. But I'm so old now. It's, you know, it's a couple of years. That's it.
You should go, like, straight up Miami Ink just to get a whole back tat.
I want a sleeve.
Neck tat.
Ah, face.
Neck tats are very in right now.
What do you think?
No.
Like that?
That I feel is crossing the line.
Is it going too far?
You're not a Lil Wayne kind of a guy. I just don't see that for you. You know, a little teardrop. It sends a message. Not the right one.
I've been in prison.
But a neck tat, you know, in some nice old English or cursive, very good looking.
I need a saying that I
you
can
do.
Tattoo
yeah.
around my throat.
Thug life, perhaps.
Thug life.
Or twit.
You know, Patrick Norton once said, I wanted to be the man, and I got a job, and now I got my own business, and now I'm everybody else. He said, Patrick said, Leo, there's always a man. So I was thinking, you know, I wanted to be the man, but he said, there's always the man. So I thought, I just was going to put this on my neck.
I'm the
there's
man.
There's always another man. Do you think? Yeah, because it just reminds me of what Patrick told me. There's always another man, right?
You know how people say, but turn your neck, there's always another man. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can I tell you the story of that?
You know what I want? I want an iPad app that helps us think of neck tats that are really good.
There's always another man.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Maybe I've lived in San Francisco too long where neck tats are, like, really normal to me.
Everybody has them.
They're very big.
They're everywhere.
Men and women alike. They're all over the place.
How are they going to look when they're 80? That's what I ask.
I know. If you get a neck, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I don't know the answer. We'll find out.
Do you
though.
Have any, you know, markings?
I have a marking.
You have some ink?
I have a little bit of ink.
Really?
I was thinking of getting more, actually.
Really? What were you going to get?
I don't know.
There's always another man is available.
Yeah. It's different on me. It sounds weird. I don't need that.
Men
Although, you know,
are like buses.
No, it's good. That's like, it's like a pump you up. There's always another man.
There's always another man.
Yeah. You don't have to settle for that one.
So really, you have a little ink on there.
It doesn't matter.
And what do you think for the new one?
I was thinking that I would expand on the old one because I'm sick of it now. So instead of getting another tattoo, it'll just be bigger. Because tattoo artists are really smart. They can, like, hide what
they
already have
can do a lot
and make
more.
It something else. And then I'd, like, have a whole new one
without
actually having to get anything removed. But it's not about me. You know what it's about? Flipboard 2.0.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Because you knew where I was going next. Nice judo move, Lane.
Thank you.
Flipboard 2.0, I like. Have you created any magazines?
Yeah. I have a magazine called Sarah Swoons, and it's about stuff that I like on Flipboard.
I like that. That's a good use for it.
Yeah, thank you. So, for example, let's say I look at chow on Flipboard. It's one of my... I love looking at stuff that's visual, and the recipe stuff is very visual. So we've got a carrot cake with cream. Holy cannoli. Get the recipe. Good stuff. I'm into it. Now, let's go back. Now, if I say, I love this and I want this to be part of my magazine, this is a new feature from Flipboard. I go ahead and click the little plus sign, and it says, oh, do you want to flip this into your magazine called Sarah Swoons?
So it'll show you the magazines you've created, or you can create a new one.
Or you can create a new one, and I say, yeah, no, I like Sarah Swoons. That's good. I go ahead and say add. And it says, it's flipped now into Sarah Swoons. That's my personal magazine, which I have made public. I don't have to make it public. This can be something just for me. So you're just curating your own stuff.
Nice.
But since I've made it public, I go back to Flipboard's main page. And you say, Sarah Lane, I've got a magazine here. It's called Sarah Swoons. And then you, as the reader, can go ahead and look and subscribe to my magazine and see what kind of stuff that I've liked. And this is anything that you can access on Flipboard. So any sort of, you know, RSS feed that you've brought in, or some sort of, you know, Twitter list that you're following, or this or that. You know, I look at the technology section on Flipboard constantly because this is how I keep up on a lot of the stuff for Twit. I could go ahead and, I don't know, if I saw, Final Cut Pro, I'm not going to swoon over that.
But see, there's now these plus signs on every article.
Exactly. You see
so
a plus
if you've
sign.
Just upgraded Flipboard and you're wondering, what the heck is that? That's to create a magazine.
Exactly.
And I actually really like this. You can subscribe to other people's magazines. I'll subscribe to yours. It's kind of a new way of sharing that I think bridges the gap between what originally you could do on Flipboard, which was basically share it to your Twitter stream or email it or Facebook it,
right,
to a new way of doing this, a little more like an RSS feed. You can create your own little magazine, Sarah's little magazine,
yeah.
that people can read. And you know what? I think it works really well. I like it.
I like it, too.
It's hard to find people's magazines.
That's the one. I think that this is version, even though this is Flipboard 2.0, it's sort of version one of the curated magazine because there's not really a good discovery tool.
Yeah, I mean, search, you can look.
I can search for you, and I can see if you have a magazine
right.
or not, but it's not pushed at me. Yet, I think that they're probably going to
there is
to
if you if you go to you know the you know when you do your Flipboard settings you can see my Flipboard notifications. There is a buy our readers. These are it, discover more. These are mostly magazines. Buy our readers are all magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So there I added a few of them. The Mike McHugh, the CEO of Flipboard, actually has a few like this one called Waypoints, which are travel places he'd like to go. When they get added, this is my other complaint. They get added to one place and one place only. Which is your cover stories.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm afraid if I add too many magazines, cover stories is just going to get full of a lot of stuff. And I'm not crazy about that idea. But look at this. I mean, Mike McHugh apparently likes travel as much as you and I do. He's been to a lot of interesting places.
Love
and
it.
He saves these all out. And once you read his magazine, you'll see at the end other magazines that he has created.
What I love about this is, to me, even though this is not too dissimilar to somebody's Twitter account where they're linking out to a bunch of stuff. This reminds me a lot of how people use Tumblr. Now,
yes.
not everybody uses Tumblr this way,
yes.
but Tumblr is it's visual.
It's resharing.
I like
yeah.
this stuff. Here's my web page that shows you what I like. But Flipboard is turning the idea of scrolling through a web page and you got page two, page three on its head because it's more like that living, breathing magazine. So that's fun for me. The
yeah.
more people that I can keep track of from within Flipboard that are prolific the way that they are as far as collecting and sharing on a service like Tumblr, there are others, the better.
Here's what's missing, and maybe you know an answer to this. It looks like the only way I can add something to my magazine is from within Flipboard. I would love to have a bookmarklet that I could add.
There is.
There is.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
I could, as I'm browsing around, say, hey, add that to my magazine.
I believe that would be nice. Flipboard,
and that's one of the things Tumblr does, Marklet. Is you can be going all over the net and adding stuff to your Tumblr. So we're going to find out if that's possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got web-based bookmarklet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to figure out how to do that, maybe from the Flipboard website. I don't know. That's cool. That's cool. I'm very happy with this. I think it's rare that you see a 2.0 of a very successful app get lots better, and this is a good example. Actually, the AnyDo thing I showed you was another example.
Well, it also, yeah.
In fact, they always get better on 2.0.
God, that carrot cake looks good.
I want some.
I can't stop looking at
What's
it.
What's it called? Sarah Needs?
Sarah Swoons.
Swoons. I'm adding it.
I made that up. She's not my best work. That's
not word.
Shut up. It's not the best name for a magazine ever, but
no,
I
love it.
A little bit over carrot cake.
Swooning is a wonderful word.
It is a good word, isn't it?
It's a great word.
Swoon.
Sarah Swooning.
It sounds like you're like, that's not a word. Swoon.
Sure, it's a word.
Swoon.
It means faint. Swoon.
Oh.
It's things you swoon for.
Oh, I love it.
She swoons. Or Sarah gets the vapors.
That's
would be
right.
Another,
yes, I'm
another
swooning.
Name. Maybe if you want another magazine, you could say Sarah Vapors.
Sarah Gets the Vapors?
I'm going to do
I'm
a magazine.
I'm going to rename Sarah Swoons to
Sarah's
vapors.
I'm going to do a magazine called Leo's Neck Tattoos.
Neck Tats.
Tats.
Be cool if you're going to do
neck
it.
Neck Tats.
You got to be cool.
Neck Tats.
Neck Tat.
Neck Tats.
So the BBC has launched a study. They were trying to figure out, all right, well, what is the connection between how people watch TV and how people use tablets and smartphones? So this was the commercial operations of BBC World News and BBC.com, plus they used some information from, so they pulled 3,600 consumers in Australia, Singapore, India, United Arab Emirates, South Africa, Poland, Germany, France, and, of course, the U.S., and found some interesting things. 43% of tablet owners, so these are iPad owners, but other tablets as well, say they watch more TV now than they did 5 years ago, and 83% say they use tablets alongside TV.
Yeah, me.
Somehow
Both
our tablets
us.
Are driving us towards
but
the
that's
television.
True, isn't it? You know why they say Game of Thrones is successful?
Why?
Because you have to watch it. You can't be doing, Angry Birds and watching the show. It's such a rich tapestry.
Right, yeah.
You can't miss a thing.
No.
And they say it's one of the reasons they believe that show's doing well.
But that goes against this these statistics
most
say,
shows are not that good.
Well, because you're kind of, it's background
and so
stuff.
It's, and you're doing two things at once. It's nice if you could do something that that goes with the show.
Sure.
But usually it's not, is it?
Well, it, you know, it's hard to say. They say 25 to 34-year-old professionals, so that would be us, of course.
I got to follow you.
Are the biggest news enthusiasts.
You're funny.
But that when you're enthusiastic about news, it's still TV first, other screens second. So supposedly the 25 to 34 demo worldwide is still rushing to TV when something happens rather than to something like Twitter. I don't know. It depends on where you live, probably. But again, they polled a lot of people in a lot of different countries. And then across all age groups, so all ages, 42% of news consumption is still happening on TV. Laptops are second at 29%, smartphones at 18%, tablets just 10% in significance. Very interesting.
Really?
Yeah. So we got a long way to go. I think that that's what you can pull.
Yeah.
From some of this information, and there's some more interesting statistics. Basically, this number is just going to continue to grow. But I'm with you. I had a bunch of stuff on Hulu Plus that I had backlogged, Mindy Project and New Girl. Mm-hmm. So I had like 12 episodes mm-hmm. of TV that I just sort of sat there and I was doing my taxes.
I watch more TV than I've ever watched before.
Yeah.
But the question is, am I watching it as, you know, deeply as before?
Well, no,
probably not.
I was doing my taxes
doing
on
taxes.
TurboTax on my iPad.
It's background noise. It's because we're lonely people.
Well, we're lonely people.
And
we
so
live alone. My cats don't talk back.
Having something
so
in the
I need
background
to have sitcoms
is a
of
good
bad
thing.
Jokes.
Yeah. Then you just feel like you have friends.
Right.
At least that's how I feel.
Yeah. With Jess and the gang.
Yeah.
And New Girl.
Yeah, I love
to,
them.
I have to say that shows. It's,
you like it?
It's good. It's
no, you didn't want to like it, did you?
No.
Because you don't like Zooey Deschanel.
No, I do.
You hate her.
No, I do.
No, you're jealous.
I'm not.
Because she is adorkable like you.
You know what I'm jealous of?
You two are
of.
Competing for the same
you
airspace.
You know what I'm jealous of?
What?
She used to be married to the lead singer of the Postal Service.
Now I like the Postal
True
Service.
True mother freaking
But she has
story.
a group of her own now.
She and him.
She and him.
That's the group's
Who's
name.
She and
That's
who?
The name of the group.
She, who? What's the name of the group?
She and him.
But I know, no, I know she's in it, but
oh,
who is...
Oh, who's the him? I can't
what's
think
What's the name of the
hands.
Group, though?
She and him.
And who... But no, I understand. It's a two-person group.
You're doing a Who's on First with me, and I'm not going to play anymore. I'm not going to play.
What's the name of the group? Third base.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, so a lot of people are using tablets while watching television. I did it. I was productive on my tablet last night.
I can't watch TV.
Yeah, I'm so bored.
Without anything else going on.
The laptop somehow seems like, ooh, I'm going to answer a lot of email kind of a thing. But the
no,
tablet's
no.
like...
Tablet's
just,
browsing.
It's just
for, I do
I'm
my,
just going to hold it.
Yeah, I do my Simpsons tapped
I'm just,
out.
I'm just going to hold
I,
it.
I harvest.
You harvest. Yeah, I tax.
I play a little chess.
Yeah. So anyway, tablets are growing in the world of us TV. I thought it was interesting that so many adults said that they watch more TV than they did 5 years ago. That is not true for me.
Because
I have to seek out my television because I just don't have cable subscription.
No, but I think that's why people are watching more because they're mass consuming shows all at once. That, you know, I watched all two seasons of Homeland in like 3 days.
Sure.
First of all, you got to find a show. But if you find a show, now you can watch it all at once on Netflix or Hulu Plus or something. And I think that does change your habits. And I think while I'm not, you know, I don't feel like there's so much TV, first of all. And so, but there's more better TV because of HBO, because of Showtime. And we can now watch it more easily.
Mo better. Hey, we got an email from Gordon Robb who says, in the show you reviewed Penultimate, I think that was two shows ago.
Great note-taking app.
Leo said, it's everybody's favorite
it's the
note-taking
best.
App. Gordon says, not mine.
Wrong.
Take a look at Note Shelf. It has a much better flow for writing. It has a zoom feature that means you could write small and very neatly.
This was an Andy Anatko pick on
Oh,
that
yeah?
Quickly.
He says it can also send to, although it doesn't synchronize with Evernote, which means stuff that I want to keep and be able to search
It's beautiful,
through.
Though. Look at that.
I can have it Evernote or Dropbox. Yeah. I've tried both, and Note Shelf is much better in every way, except the whole syncing with Evernote bit. All right, I went ahead and downloaded it. It's $6. It's $5.99 in the App Store. So this is not the cheapest note-taking app that you could ever have. But it's kind of funny. When I first downloaded this, I downloaded it and I installed it and I looked away for a second. And then I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I looking through magazines? What is this? And it realized it actually looks like...
It's a bookshelf.
It looks like Apple's newsstand.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, newsstand I have a bunch of stuff in, and I was a little confused. But this is Note Shelf.
I think this is quite nice. I have to agree with him.
Well, so this is a sample notebook. And as Gordon said, Well, isn't there supposed to be something in here for me?
You know, my sample notebook's empty, too. I don't know if I cleared it, or maybe they just don't ever give you anything in the sample notebook. Somebody just put a lot of thumbs up signs in my sample.
Perhaps they just wanted to make sure you knew
that there was a notebook.
Well,
it's like
yeah,
a blank
like,
notebook.
Oh, this is what notebooks are going to look
there,
like.
Yeah.
You've got a variety of
paper.
I
love
paper.
These kind
You've
of
got
things.
A variety of themes.
Yeah. This graph paper or lined paper or note paper. That's great.
Let's go ahead and create our new notebook.
You
here.
Can import from your camera.
You've got a variety. Yeah, you've got a variety of tools. Ooh, these are kind of cool. Got a variety of pens. I can go ahead and change the colors here. Here's some, you know. This is actually really...
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is kind of nice.
Love that.
Yeah. I love all this stuff because it's
just... The problem is we're not artists.
No.
Just like we're not musicians.
No, this is what we do. I scribble
so
on things.
So we can't really judge colors. Something like this.
Double tap anywhere on the page to start entering text. Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Sarah, and you can zoom in on that.
And then I can zoom in. So that's what Gordon was talking about,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Well, how does that work?
I don't know. Touch something else. No, I mean, you're still in the text edit mode.
Well, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. No, guess not. Something like that.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, we don't have to become
emojis!
Experts.
Emojis!
Yeah, it's got emojis.
Now it's my favorite.
Yeah, I love emojis.
Sarah was here with lots of CD-ROMs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, if that's not a masterpiece, that is modern art, right? That is modern art. So anyway,
did you just shoot them an angry look?
Hey, be quiet over there. We're doing a show.
That's all right.
Shut the door.
They're having fun. They're just having fun over there.
So that's $6 for a note shelf. Thanks to Gordon for the tip, by the
Good
way.
Good point. He's right. Mm-hmm.
Web app of the week. We never actually have a web app of the week. We're just why not have one?
I got one.
What is it?
Little Outliner.
What's that?
Well, you do yours and I'll do mine.
All right. Well, this
could be a whole new segment.
This is not actually mine. This was Adam in St. Louis's pick. He says, you might like this. It's called forecast.io, the weather app. When I loaded it initially, I went ahead and, you know, let's click on the forecast here. It's pulling me up at...
it knows where you are.
Yeah, it knows where I am. But here's what kind of bothered me, right? So this is the web app. I just opened this up in Safari. If I immediately wanted to, like... To make the globe spin. That seems like something that would be in a weather app, right, on the iPad. It doesn't really do anything
you should,
like that.
You should be able to do that. Yeah,
like it's kind of, yeah, it's yeah, like, because you get used to stuff happening, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. It's 63 degrees right now. We've got stuff over the next hour, 24 hours a week. We've got a nice little, ooh, it's supposed to rain a little bit on Sunday. It kind of sucks because I was planning to go on a nice walk. So I was like, okay, sure, it's fine. But then it's got something called Time Machine. So I thought, well, what's that all about? So I said, what about the day that I was born? I don't know anything about the weather. I never really thought to ask anybody. Let's go back to October 12th in the year that I was born. Bicentennial.
Great year that
was.
Hey,
did you know that it was partly cloudy throughout the day with a high temperature of 93 degrees?
Wow, you were born on a hot day.
Woo-hoo.
They must have known.
I was born in the,
Here comes
in the
Sarah.
Middle of the night, so it was a lot cooler.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a heat spell that week.
That's kind of fun.
That's kind of fun. So I thought,
like,
you know, just for the Time Machine aspect of it, I'm in. Thank you, Adam in St. Louis. And that's forecast.io.
So
and
the
just,
one
that's just something you could create a bookmark and put it in your apps.
The one I was thinking of is an HTML5 app from Dave Weiner. You know who Dave Weiner is?
Sure do.
He invented
RSS.
He invented RSS and became very well known in the Mac community before that for creating the world's first wonderful outlining program. It's called More. What's interesting, he's made a web-based outliner. So this is a web app called Little Outliner, littleoutliner.com, that lets you, create outlines and you can close it and it saves it. Now, I haven't tried it on the iPad. Here's a sample outline that he has and it works. And so you can add things to it, indent and so forth. It may not work fully on the iPad. That's kind of an interesting question mark. It works great on desktop apps. If it worked on the iPad, it would be really remarkable because that would mean you could do an outliner in a web app that would save the outline and then go to your desktop and the outline would it still be there? Maybe not. Never mind.
Is that really your tip?
I'm done.
Littleoutlander.com.
I just realized it probably doesn't save it on the iPad because I don't think it has access to the file store. So you're out of luck.
Maybe that's one of the features we should do each week. Here's something you can't do on the iPad.
you know, suckers.
I
should try it, but now I'm thinking about it. I don't think that the iPad allows you to save data onto the drive like that.
Well, all right.
Maybe it does.
Dave Weiner, I know you're watching, so make that so. Yep. And that's all we had to do.
Thank you, Dave.
Just figure it out.
Yep, fix
yeah.
it. Yep.
Hey, we got a duh tip about creating your own ringtones. Now, obviously on an iPad, you're not having a whole lot of ringtone action, right? Because people are calling you on a phone instead. But you can create ringtones on your iPad in a very easy way.
How?
Alex says, I've seen many people wanting ringtones of their favorite songs. I know Apple has Ringtone Store, but it seems like a poor solution, and it costs money for
right.
30 seconds of music.
Right.
I saw a feature in GarageBand for the iPad to export a song as a ringtone.
What?
So you can import a song from your music library on your iPad into GarageBand by tapping the image of a loop on the top hand corner. That's when you've opened a new song, and then you're viewing all the tracks, not just an instrument, inside GarageBand. Then you choose from Apple Loops or songs from your library, select the song, cut it down to the section that you want. You want to annoy people as much as possible when other people call you in a restaurant. Then you go into the view where you see the projects. You choose share. You select your project. You choose export as ringtone. And that's how you create ringtones from your songs quickly on your iPad.
See, I love it that you can do that. And I wish Apple would tell. Apple pretends that you can't, basically. Because they want, I guess they want to sell you ringtones.
But why would they have a feature in their own app?
Well, it used to be more of a visible feature, and it got a little bit, they kind of buried it. I guess they don't want the telcos or whoever's selling ringtones to get mad at them.
I guess.
Mm. You do have to buy GarageBand.
You have to buy GarageBand.
So what?
$5. Yeah, it's $4.99 in the App Store.
It's worth it. In fact, if you have an iPad, you should have GarageBand. I never use it, but I got it.
Yeah, because that's what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to have it. Yeah.
We have a little bit of feedback on Prezi, which was in our presentation app roundup, which I believe was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says, Sarah asked the question about why a school would use something like Prezi, but she assumed it was just about the teachers making use of it. Au contraire, says Paul. He says, students are increasingly being asked to create content themselves using this technology.
Absolutely.
Like Leo, many of us are tired of traditional PowerPoints, so Prezi offers a noticeable difference in how things look and function. It allows the kids to be more creative. Google Docs, presentation app, plain boring. Keynote, Apple only. So Prezi comes to the rescue.
Mm.
He says, additionally, teachers don't want their students using the desktop version of Prezi because they want the kids to have the advantage of their work being saved
forever
in the cloud.
On the cloud. Yeah,
accessible,
yeah, that makes sense.
From anywhere.
So they don't have to pay for the expensive one.
Any advice. Yeah, he says, finally, Prezi has an educational account available as well. So if you're interested and, you know, you work in the educational field, you can find it on the page with four traditional account types, but it's in sort of small print lower down the screen. So make sure you look and see what your options are. Kids get more storage and privacy. It's basically the mid-range account for free.
You know, I think I mentioned that the reason I was very well aware of it is because my kid's high school uses Prezi, the teachers and the students.
Yeah.
So there's an example. There's a school that uses it everywhere and loves it.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
So Prezi, check it out. And you had mentioned, you know, Prezi's not... It's
weird.
Well, and it's also a bit of a financial commitment. You have to really believe that you're going to use it.
Yeah.
But if this is something that teachers and students are going to use for years to come,
exactly.
It might be worth it. Got a voicemail from Norm, who has some magazine suggestions for us.
Hey, Norm. Norm here in Seattle.
Yo.
Norm!
I've had today. And I don't think I've ever seen you guys talk about these new magazine apps. I'm a big newspaper magazine reader, used to subscribe to a ton of them, and now the paper's all gone. It's all on my iPad. But I'm talking about Next Issue, and there's
that.
A new one called...
The Magazine.
Reader, R-E-A-D-R.
This is new.
Okay.
For a flat rate, you get access to many, many magazines from... different genres. In fact, I have canceled the New Yorker app subscription and several other magazine individual digital subscriptions because they all come up on
for
Next
free.
Issue. Check it out. Thanks.
Check it
Thanks,
out.
Thanks, Norm.
So Thank you, Normie.
Here's what's cool about Reader. I went ahead and downloaded it. When you first download it, you get 7 days of basically unlimited access, so that's great. You have to be careful with these. I know with Next Issue, I had signed up for next issue, and it'll, you know, it'll start charging you $15 a month. Yeah. So, you, I mean, this is, it was my own fault for not going in and canceling, but
I eventually went in and canceled.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing that you either have to read a lot of magazines or you have to be on top of your finances so that you're not getting charged for something.
But those
you're
are
not
real
using.
Magazines, which is cool. And the full issue.
Right.
This is not, these are excerpts.
No. It's the full issue, but it's a time-based model. Oh. So basically, the way that Reader works is, do you want to have unlimited minutes each month to read all your magazines? Okay, if so, that's $10.
Oh, how interesting.
Do you want, you know...
But I only have a couple hours a month to spend on magazines.
So then you pay
so
less.
So I can pay for that.
Yeah, because you pay for the time
wow,
you think you're actually going to dedicate. And you know
that's
what?
That's really ingenious.
Here's the best part. Here's the best part, Leo, is that let's say...
But what's the best part?
The best part is, what do you do when you're at the checkout and there's a little old lady in front of you and it's going to take a couple minutes for her to get all her stuff through the, you know, and the checking.
Can I buy more minutes?
You pick up People magazine.
You scan it.
And you say, who got divorced and why? Yeah. And you look at some
That's
photos.
Called a real magazine.
That's a real magazine.
They're on paper.
But what are you doing? You're killing a little bit of time.
Killing
you're killing
a little bit
a
of time
minute
for
or two.
For free.
And you just want to see a couple photos.
All you're doing is
you're not going to buy the magazine.
It's a wrinkly magazine. You put it back.
You're going to put it back.
I was putting
you
it back
so
they don't know.
You can do that for free with Reader. You get a certain amount of minutes each month.
Like grocery line time?
Yes. Yeah, so you go in and you just go like, I want to look at the like,
I just got to know.
Cool stuff. Yeah. I just want to look at that.
How could he be the bachelor and be a virgin? I just got to know.
I got to know.
I got to know that.
Let's just flip to the middle of the magazine real quick before I got to go pay for my stuff. So this is the same model.
You know why this is brilliant?
I love it.
You know why this is brilliant? Because really, truthfully, the big problem people have with magazines, I have with magazines, I subscribe to The New Yorker. I never have time to read it all.
Yeah.
And so I'm paying for every word.
And
but if I could
guilty.
Say, I'm going to spend 5 hours a month, but that's all, reading a magazine. Brilliant.
Isn't that cool?
Brilliant.
So this is Reader, R-E-A-D-R.
I have to get this. R-E-A-D-R. No,
the app is free. You have a limited amount of minutes after your initial your free period. But if you end up saying, gosh, you know, I'm always running out of minutes, then you sign up for an account that makes sense to you. Yeah.
That's
do you need five
clever.
Hours? Do you need unlimited? Whatever.
Very
really cool. And they call them anytime minutes. It's very, I don't know. It almost sounds like the telecom speak. But good find. Good find, Norm. We had not heard of that before. Speaking of Norm and all of the other wonderful people who write us and call us and tweet us. Yeah, we were, actually. Yeah. We love hearing from you guys.
Love
a variety
you.
Of ways
love
you can get a hold
you.
Of us. iPadToday@twit.tv is our email address. Our voicemail number is 757-504-IPAD. Had a little bit of senior moment
I thought
there
it changed. I'm glad to know.
I just was like, what am I saying? Yeah. I almost gave the TNT phone number, and that's different.
You have a different number for each show.
Oh, yes. That's believe it or not.
Boy, we have
believe
budget.
It or not,
we have a big budget.
We are organized with Google Voice.
Jiminy
yes.
Christmas.
757-504-IPAD. And thanks to everybody who gets back to us each week. Wish we could feature everybody, but keep that feedback and those ideas coming. You help us make a great show every week. Hey, Leo, guess what time it is?
I didn't bring any hats. I didn't bring any. Wait, there's hats.
Never fear.
Somebody brought us hats.
Never fear. Oh,
hats
wow.
are here.
Oh, you've got hats.
Oh,
and
you
I've
have,
got hats.
You have that hat.
I'm doing.
Andy Inoko was wondering where his hat went.
This is, do you ever watch Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
So this is like Blackie from One-Eyed Jax. I feel like she would wear a hat like this.
She's dead, wrapped in plastic.
That's not how she died.
No.
That's how Laura died.
Yeah.
Moment of
Laura
facts.
Scudder. chip
is,
magnet.
Is that even a brand anymore? I haven't thought
I
of Laura
know.
Scudder's potato chips in a long
it
time.
It is a brand because I eat Laura Scudder's peanut butter.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's the best.
So this is the part of the show where Leo and I don some hats that we think are cool.
I love this hat.
Burke walks behind us in the background.
You know where I got this hat? At the fair.
Oh, the Sonoma County Fair?
Yep.
Oh, that's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best county fairs around because they've got good food.
Good food.
You've got the carnies.
Good fun.
You've got the horse races.
A very, very high tattoo to tooth ratio.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got the flower hall.
Oh, love the Hall of
Flowers.
Love that.
You've got your 4-H auctions.
Jam.
You've got jam.
You've got
pigs. The wild bird rescue.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun.
I like to go to the sow barn.
What's that mean?
That's where all the sows are in a barn.
And they're so cute. They're just little piggies.
And fragrant.
So this is, yes, that too. That's the best part. This is the part of the show where Leo and I pick an app that we love.
You smell good, kind of like a sow.
Thank you. That's my new parfum.
Eau de sow.
Eau de sow, yes. Walk score. When I say walk score, what does it remind you of?
I think you're getting points for taking steps.
When it's when you see something like, ooh, this property has a walk score of 98.
Walk score.
That's the sort of thing
that's like how far it away by foot?
No, it's like what a realtor will say about like,
these are all
the cool things that are around
you. It has a high walk score.
That's right. Stuff that's in the immediate vicinity. So a better walk score
means more interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what do they talk about? Nightclubs, bars, restaurants?
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. It depends on the kind of things that you like. So an app called, not surprisingly, Walk Score attempts to kind of, and by the way, this is an iPhone app, but I like it. So I think that it's deserving. It's based on whether you're...
What's our Walk Score here?
Well,
I'd love to know.
Well, it kind of depends.
95.
Because look... In this area of Petaluma...
We're loaded for bear.
We've got stuff all around. Now, it's like, all right, well, it's 95 based on what? Well, there's a Savings Rhino LLC.
What the hell is that?
You got Hallie's.
Hallie's, love it.
Yeah. You've got Petaluma Market.
No, you're right. The walk score is excellent here. I was just talking about that.
You've got Chickaboom Vintage.
Chickaboom.
And many, many others. I don't know what
Shunzi is a great clothing store.
Oh, is it?
You'd love it. It's your
Cafe
style.
Cafe Zazzle.
Good food.
Mi Pueblo. I go there all the time.
The best Mexican.
Yep. The Hideaway.
Go there all the time.
That's where people drink at 10 a.m.
That's me.
Yeah. The Hideaway.
You know what's great? If you're a little light on money, if you offer to sweep the sidewalk, they'll give you a drink.
Really? No.
Yep.
You're kidding. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
I do. So if you say, all right, well, what about 100 Fuchsia Street? I'm making up somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Fuchsia Street? There's no Fuchsia Street.
Well, I'm just going to give
maybe
it
a in Miami.
What's nearby?
Nothing.
No?
Walk score of zero. So that's good. You can't have a zero. There is nothing.
This is
Deadwood, Nebraska. There is nothing here.
How do you know that?
Zero. It says zero. Your walk score is zero.
No, but I really want to know where I am.
I had no idea.
I'm in Johannesburg,
South Africa.
Oh, you're in South Africa. Don't move there.
Yeah.
Do not move to 100 Fuchsia Street. You won't be able to walk anywhere.
That's the nearest Fuchsia Street. I find that hard to believe. Lizard77 in our chat room, who happens to be Liz Romero in our office...
Yeah.
Used to be a rental manager, and she says she used that all the time when people walked in and said, I'd like to rent an apartment. She said, well, let me just show you. The walk score is 95 here.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
And people go, ooh, very cool.
Ooh.
Now, what's neat is that based on where we are right now, because it was currently locating me, I obviously can type in an address as well if I'm thinking, well, I'd like to move across the country. I don't know anything about St. Louis, for example. What's the walk score in this particular neighborhood? You can also add... you can add your own data. So you can say, what makes this neighborhood unique? Well, it's Leo, of course, and great coffee or that sort of a thing. So that you can, you know, there's a little bit of like...
That's my neighborhood.
Right.
Leo and great coffee.
Leo and great coffee.
That's
what makes this neighborhood unique. Give it a 99 while we're at it. Then
you can
go
score
ahead and
it.
Add a photo. And, you know, you gotta load it. You gotta log
score.
In
I like
with
this.
Either Facebook or Google. But yeah, I think that's really cool. So it's kind of like, hey, is my neighborhood cool? Or I'm interested in a neighborhood maybe that I'm not that familiar with.
Right.
You might seriously be thinking of moving. Maybe you've got little kids and the sort of stuff that's around you.
I love that.
It's really, really interesting.
I bet your walk score for your place is pretty good because you live in San Francisco.
I do. But
I look for somewhere with
a good
families,
walk score. My walk score is not good.
Because it doesn't have the right kind of mix of stuff.
Yeah, I've got bars and restaurants, but it's like, it's not...
Right.
I wouldn't call it like a kid-friendly place, but you know, someone like Jason Howell, who's got a little one and another on the way, can look and say, well, there are a lot of bars around that neighborhood that Sarah lives in, but not enough parks. We're interested in a different kind of a neighborhood in the city, for example. So that's Walk Score. It's totally free, and I thought that it was worth our time.
It is. It's well worth it. And is it my turn?
Yes.
I forgot what I was going to show. Did I tell you? Oh, yeah, iCircuit. So this guy came by the...
You've had too much sushi.
You know, I'll tell you, I was a little distracted because the chat room was talking about a way that could... my dream that I've always wanted to do, which is to turn my iPad, especially my iPad mini, into my phone. And the chat room was telling me about a program called Talkatone.
Talkatone.
That does that with your Google Voice number. So my next week, I'm going to review that. I'm going to talk about it. And if it works, I'll show it to you as my app cap.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it. Because
I believe that the next Apple iPhone should not be a phone. It should be a Mac Mini, an iPad Mini, and that you could just hold up to your ear.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people think that might be the case.
Because I don't want to carry both an iPad and a phone.
Talkatone, you said.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
I'm putting that into our...
Yeah, well, we're gonna review it next week. So here is iCircuit. Are you interested in learning how electric circuits work?
Yeah. Well, I took electronics in high school.
Oh, you could probably do this then.
Yeah.
Let's do a new circuit.
Well, I don't remember a lot of the stuff I learned.
So, well, you remember probably in the circuit diagram all of these different kinds of things. You know, the resistor, the capacitor, let's put a microphone in here. What do you say? And we'll put a microphone in there. We can zoom in a little bit on that. And a buzzer. Now we're having fun. And a DC motor and an LED. And we're going to connect those all together.
I was going to say, now what?
Now we can connect them together. Oh, we just turned that around there. We're going to put that in series. And look, you can see all the things, how many ohms, how many volts, the torque and speed of that motor based on how that's connected in there. There's the buzzer. So we can stretch that out and make that. We can put a little wire in there. You can build circuits. This is not just a circuit diagram maker, but a circuit simulator. And that is what's really in my untitled circuit. I should
really
probably
good.
Put that in the trash. Let's take a look at some actual circuits. Here's a flip-flop 4-bit counter. What do you think about that, huh? And not only will kids learn, you know, how to do their own circuit diagrams, but they'll actually learn how they work based on... tapping on this thing, it actually simulates the circuit. This was created. It's like Vizio for circuits. Big Ginger, exactly right in our chat room. This was created by one of our viewers. He actually was in studio this week. He's written it for Android as well, but this is the premier version of it. It's called iCircuit. Now, it's not cheap. It's $10.
Mm-hmm.
But given what this does, I mean, on a desktop app, this would be a lot more expensive. These are circuit schematics that are actually live, and you can see them work, and you could actually design a circuit and kind of simulate it, test it out. Look at that. We even get the marching ants to show the flow of electricity.
It's like a graphing calculator for circuitry.
It is. It's live. And this is so cool.
Yeah, I like that.
iCircuit. And then, of course, what would be wonderful is to then go out and get a soldering iron and get some components and make this. This is from Kruger Systems. And, you know, Chad, do you remember the guy's name? Because he was here during Twit, and I should have gotten it.
It slips my mind now. Yeah. I can't remember.
Look at that,
remember.
Sine waves. You could see what the output, the oscilloscope output would be of a circuit. So you really get to do all the analysis. It's very cool. Very cool.
Well, I hope you make that mic project of yours.
I might build that.
You should.
I might build that.
You should, yeah. I know how much you like to solder.
I actually do like to solder, believe it or not. Yeah.
I also find it fun.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever want to be a ham?
Well...
Let me know.
Yeah. I'm mostly just like melting things.
You like glue guns.
Fusing things.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, like those crayon melters? You throw all your old crayons in it and it melts it and then you could draw?
No, but what I did do is you like slowly burn a candle over your hand and you make a mold of your hand.
Ooh, like a wax mold?
Yeah, and then you take it off and your mom goes, "Why'd you do that to the candle? I just bought that candle."
Oh, that's not good.
And it would hurt.
Did
and
you get
like,
spanked?
Ow, it hurts because the wax is
hot. Yeah, it's hot.
But then once you get the little layer, then the rest of it is, I don't know why I just
Was
shared.
That recently you did that?
No, okay. Not recently. It was like 3 years ago. When I was young.
When you were
a kid.
When you were a kid.
Yeah. Hey, so that does it for this episode of iPad Today before we start sharing other things that we didn't need to share.
I'm intrigued. I admit it. My mind went
That's
there.
A weird kid, you know? Yeah. Weird kid. Mm-hmm. Only children. Blame my folks. Thanks, everybody, for watching this episode of iPad Today. This was episode 142.
Wow. One of these days, we'll get it right. We keep doing it like this. By 300, we should have it right.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. It'll be a while, but thanks for bearing with us each week. And we'll see you next week right here. Same time, same place. Same hats. Not really. Different hats, but same attitude.
Adios, ma'am.
On iPad Today.